Hello, everybody. Welcome back to LettermanRow.com. I am Jeremy Birmingham, and this is Bermanology. Today, we are talking to Ohio State 2022 defensive back commitment Kai Stokes, one of the country's most intriguing athletes from Sefner, Florida's Armwood High School, and a player that took his first game day visit to Ohio State over the weekend as the Buckeyes hosted the Tulsa Golden Hurricanes. So we're going to introduce Kai and figure out how that visit went for him and see just basically what he's been up to. So let's get to it. Welcome, Kai Stokes, back to Bermanology. Kai, it's been a while since we've talked to you on this show. The last time we did was the day you committed to Ohio State. But, you know, now life has sort of slowed down for you a little bit. You're in the middle of your senior season down there at Armwood. Let's just start there, and then we'll dive into your visit to Ohio State this weekend. How's your senior season started off for you?
It's been pretty good. You know, we're 3-1. So, obviously, I wish we would have came out with that one win. But I can't complain. It's been a pretty good senior season. You know, my teammates gel well. Team's doing great. So, great start.
Now, last year, you played like a handful of different positions, right? I mean, you were playing offense, defense, special teams, probably helping get water, doing all the other stuff. Like, what are you doing right now? Are you just focused on playing safety? Are you playing corner? What do they got you doing down there for Armwood?
I play a lot more exclusively safety. You know, I do still go to receiver here and there, but this year is mainly me playing safety.
You know, I mean, is that your decision? Is that the decision of the coaching staff? Is it a request from Ohio State where they're saying, hey, this is what we want. This is what he's going to play next level. So we want to start that development. How did that come about?
It was kind of an agreement between me and my coaches. You know, they were saying they think it would be best if I prepare myself as much as possible. And the only way to do that is to get as many safety reps as possible. And I agree with that. So that's how we came to that.
When I saw you in Tampa at that 7-on-7 at South Florida, you were playing a lot of wide receiver. It seemed like nobody wanted to throw you the ball your way at safety. But has that been the case for you this season, or are people trying to test you a little bit?
People are testing me a little bit, but I'm up for the challenge.
Have you noticed, or do you still think it's weird that, like, you've been committed to Ohio State now for 4.5-5 months? You're athletically, the profile you have at 6'2", 190, 200 pounds, running a 10.8, all these things, Ohio State, Bama, all these big schools offering you. Do you still think it's weird that people haven't woken up to, like, you as far as the rankings go? I know that doesn't matter, but, like, I know it also does matter. What are people waiting on?
It does and it doesn't surprise me. You know, I didn't go to any camp, so I can't really complain, if that makes sense. But at the same time, I just feel like I still got to build a name for myself. You know, I was just a low-key kind of guy and boom, blew up. So I feel like I still got to prove myself to everybody, especially when it comes to rankings.
You know, when you're talking about proving yourself, Ohio State has to prove itself to you every day still, even though you're committed. They still have to recruit you and every other kid in your class like you're not committed. You know, this weekend you made that trip to Ohio State, your first game day visit. You were there for the first time in June for the official visit. But how was this weekend different for you? And what was the biggest takeaway as you and the family got a chance to see the program in a game day environment?
It was really just the energy. Like I said earlier, you know, the fans, the crowd, the focus on the team. Because when I was on my OB, you know, it was kind of a laid back vibe. You know, they wanted me to see everything and feel welcome and comfortable. But the intensity of the coaches, I loved everything. I loved everything.
You know, I think a lot of times fans look at it and they see the score and they see a game that wasn't as big of a blowout as it probably should have been. As a player, how do you watch that game? Are you watching just the safety play? Or are you watching the coaches? What is your main focus in that situation?
My main focus really was the corners and the cover safeties, obviously seeing where I would fit in. I watched the free safety a little bit, but mainly those two positions. So I also did watch, you know, how Coach Barnes was coaching the guys up on the sideline, how his, you know, intensity was, if he was a screen more, if he was a, okay, guys, here's what we got to do. But I really was looking at, you know, number 29, Burt, and then Lathan, because I feel like those are the two positions that I'm going to be playing.
As you watch a coach like that, obviously you're not oblivious to all the conversation about Ohio State's defense and right. The struggles that they've had. As a defensive back who sees these opportunities, are you looking at it like, hey, this is a much bigger opportunity for me to come in and play than I thought? Is it a concern? I mean, I'm just asking you the questions that fans are going to want me to ask. So if I'm just rambling, please don't just tell me to shut up. But you know, how do you guys, do you view that and be like, oh man, this is kind of worrisome, or how are you seeing it as an opportunity?
I'm not concerned at all. I have no worry in my spirit. You know, I see it as, like you say, as an opportunity. You know, if I can come in and fill some of them gaps, do my job, produce how I'm supposed to, hopefully I can get on the field and make a difference where maybe some players aren't. So I see it as an opportunity. I don't have any, you know, any concern with coaching staff, with the scheme, none of that.
I mean, as a player, when you get to talk to the coaches after the game, is there a sense of, I don't want to say relief, but I mean, what was their personality like after the game? Because again, these guys are professionals and they want to be the best in the country at their job, and they know they're struggling. So, I mean, is it a conversation that's even had, or is it just sort of pushed off to the side and say, hey, we'll figure it out?
When we had the meetings this morning, it was, you know, talked about, obviously they talked about the mistakes that they're doing and what they're doing to correct them. So it wasn't kind of pushed to the side. They're taking it head on and, you know, making improvements.
I know you walked down the tunnel into the stadium with Caleb Burton. I know you got to spend some time with CJ Hicks as well. How is the class building going? You guys know that as a class, there's this perception that when Quinn reclassified and then Jaheim, you know, ended up leaving the class, that you guys lost momentum. Do you feel that at all? I mean, are you guys just kind of waiting for a couple big surprises here to come down and put things back on track?
We ain't losing no momentum at all. Like, as far as relationship wise, I feel like everybody gel real well. You know, we talk often. We was having some good conversation at the game, me, CJ, and Caleb. So we haven't lost any momentum. I feel like we are just ready to get up there and show everybody what we got to offer.
Do you have a plan yet, Kai, as far as your enrollment? I mean, is there a thought now that you're on track for early enrollment, or are you pushing that off?
No, I'm going up in January. I'm definitely going to be up there in January.
I mean, are you ready for that? It's already almost October, and that means that you got 3 months left of sunny Florida.
And,
you know, obviously you probably had to feel pretty good about rolling into Ohio Stadium on a day when it was like 95 degrees. I mean, but that's not every day, right? I mean, you know that.
Right. I am ready. I'm ready.
What's the biggest adjustment? I mean, that as you're there on campus and you're watching what it takes to be an Ohio State football player, being in the locker room, seeing the guys on the team, what was the thing that, like, as you went home on Sunday, where you're like, okay, I really gotta focus on this. I gotta hammer this point over these next 3 months.
The main thing was the little techniques. Obviously, I'm not gonna say I'm new to safety, but it's really my second year playing safety. So there's little, you know, techniques that these guys know that I'm still kind of behind on. So little stuff like that. And then as well as just me putting on weight, size wise, like height weight or height wise, you know, I fit right in. It's just 185, 190. So I got to put on a little more weight. So I'm going to be bouncing off these tackles.
Did you get a chance to meet up with Mick Marotti, the strength and conditioning coach? Did he give you a little idea of what he wants to see you coming in at in January weight-wise?
We did talk a little bit this morning, but nothing really, really specific.
I mean, they're not trying to bulk you up to 220 or nothing and put you at the bullet or nothing like that, right?
Hopefully not. Hopefully not.
What's it like for your family to get up to Ohio State and see? I'm always curious about this from a perspective of a parent. Does your family think it's cool that you're like a celebrity when you show up at a place like, or are they like trying to keep your head, you know, from blowing up?
Well, I'm not that type of guy anyway. So, you know, I didn't really feel like a celebrity, but when we was walking back into the tunnel after the game, my brother was like, I don't care what they say, you're still lame to me. So they trying to, you know, keep my head, don't let my head get too big, keep me focused so that when I get up there, I do what I need to.
I mentioned this to you before we, you know, started recording, but your brother is pretty big and he looks bigger than you almost. And he's a sophomore in high school. What is he playing football? What is his future?
He is playing football. You know, he goes to my school now, but right now he's trying to play receiver. So they still develop him there. I'm trying to get him on the defensive side of the ball, but right now, you know, I think he's going to be good. It's just, you got to fix them little details and obviously keep growing as an athlete and as a player.
You didn't get the national recruiting attention till the summer, basically right before your senior year. Do you feel like you have a unique ability or insight to help him with this process now, after what you've been through?
Yes, I do. I do. I like to talk to him, stay in his head, so, you know, keep him motivated. And I kind of try to show him the ropes and everything so he know what he's going into when he does begin to get recruited.
How hard is it at this point for you, Kai, to, like, ignore other schools when they come calling? Because clearly, you know, I know there's still a handful that are. I mean, I know Florida's still calling. I know South Florida's still calling. Who else is still coming at you? And is it at all a challenge to say, hey, guys, thanks but no thanks? Or is it always kind of one ear open?
Man, I was going to say I don't ignore them because at the end of the day, I don't want to burn any bridges. But I do make it clear, you know, that I'm still 1,000% locked in. I'm going to Ohio. So I do, you know, I do answer texts. Hey, coach, how you doing? But it's nothing. Like, I'm not wavering.
As a player watching the Buckeyes defense and seeing the way that these young defensive backs are playing, and I think this is a point that you may be able to present this for fans better than I can, because sometimes if I say, hey, be patient, these kids are still young, you know, the corners are actually playing well. The Lathan Ransom is playing really, really well. Like, do you notice the difference between how some of the guys have played already, like from game one to game three? I assume you're watching every game.
Right. I do see a big, you know, they're taking leaps and bounds and getting better individually and as a team. And like I said, I was watching Bert, and from the first game to this game, it was just like, you would have thought he was a vet, you know, the way he was playing and reading the offense and stuff. So I do see them making improvement.
Okay. So let's just ask, who's the next commitment in your class? Give us a name. Who's it going to be, Kai? Who is Kai Stokes working on right now to make sure that loss of momentum that isn't real gets stopped in its tracks? Who is it? No pressure.
I don't know. I can't say any names, but it should be one coming soon.
Well, I know Ohio State fans are anxious for that to happen, and I know they're anxious to get some of you young guys on campus and into the program. And what was the best meal you ate at Ohio State this weekend? I know they feed you guys good, even when it's not the official visits.
It was probably what I had at halftime. We had some, like, fried chicken, cornbread, corn. It was great. Good, real good.
Are you going to get back at all this season? Or I know that there's been some talk about the Penn State game on October 30th. Is that in the works for you, or is that not a chance?
Yeah, me and my parents were talking about it today, you know, driving back to the house. We'll see if I can make it up there. I know a couple of the other guys are going to be up there, so I'm going to definitely try my best to get back up there.
The nice thing is it's not really a bad flight from Tampa to Columbus. It's pretty quick and not nearly as expensive as people think. So,
yeah, it's not bad at all. About a two-hour flight.
Well, look, man, I appreciate you taking time. I know you just got home a little bit ago, and I wanted to just wrap up this instead of having the whole text message and all those exchanges and get people a chance to hear it from you yourself about that you kids in this class are not worried about what's happening with the defense and that you guys are ready to step in and make sure that things get corrected on your end. So I appreciate you taking time.
Thank you. Great to be here.
That's Kai Stokes. I'm Jeremy Birmingham. This has been Bermanology on Letterman Row. Thanks for watching.